poor anxious butthole.
I just came back from my trailer fuming in anger because my performance was lost. Want to explain how, Tim?
Well, so last month when we were recording, we had a whole debacle where we lost an entire beautiful, wonderful intro because I had plugged in the USB for our soundboard after I had started Audacity. This time, I made sure I plugged in the USB, you know, USB 3. No, not USB 3. USB, whatever. Fast. Lightning for the USB. I plugged it in before. I booted Audacity. It said that it was getting its sound from Line Pro FX, okay? That's the input sound. And I did a sound check. You know, I plugged in some headphones, was listening to it. This sounds great. And then I was like, all right, Jake, let's go. We're ready to record. So I just left, you know, just left the headphones plugged in. Because I'm like, what do I want to check the volumes, you know, when after we're done. So we had this beautiful intro. It was awesome. Like, John just spitting comedy gold left and right. Kelly with the zingers. And Jake with a flawless, beautiful transition. The best transition, I think, we have ever had.
Yeah.
And of course, Mark peppering in with his color commentary, which was just amazing. And me, you know, average intro for me, but I'll take it.
No, Tim, it sounds like you're trying to sell stock here, Tim. Calm down.
You bring in the adjectives, man. You're a descriptive machine.
Next thing you just all start saying synergy. And
the synergy that we have. Team.
This is a family here. Family.
Listen, I'm just trying to sell you on DPS coin here.
Think about it. We got some tokenomics. Anyways, so it was all great, you know?
Blockchain.
And then I looked over. I looked over, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I looked over just to, like, you know, casually, like, oh, man, look at all those beautiful levels. And I'm like, those levels, they look really quiet. That doesn't look right. And I was like, time out, everyone, time out. And I was like, I need to listen to this. I listened to it, and all I hear is, rah, rah.
We were the adults from Charlie Brown.
I just want you to know, Tim, you don't have to interrupt every session with a flare gun.
The adult.
Like, that was a lot.
How else are we to know to pause?
I mean, if you like shot it out the window or something, it was directly at me.
Yeah, we had to call the fire department every time.
Yeah.
The adults from who? Charlie Brown.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's starting shit again.
Kelly, just every day you wake up, no, you choose violence.
He knows he can say shit because we're not going to beat him up. But that might change one day.
Yeah. You make no guarantees, Kelly.
I mean, so, you're all just sheep. You just watch the things that the people tell you to watch, and you're like, this is good.
That's a great statement coming from somebody who used to do CrossFit.
Oh, shit.
You want to throw bows? I'm here.
So anyway, so we stopped it. I listened back. It was terrible. And I was like, what could have caused this? And Kelly's like, what if it's trying to pick up from like a computer mic? And I'm like, that's ridiculous. I set this thing up so well. And then Jake's, I don't know if it's Jake or me, like, what if it's like the headphone mic from the computer? And then I unplugged it. I did a little sound check and it worked. And then we did a sound check with it plugged in. It was wah, 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 wah. So pro tip, don't have headphones plugged in when you're using Audacity to record, because it will pick up on that headphone mic and you will lose the best intro that your show has ever seen.
During your description there, I almost spit up some beverage laughing because when you did Kelly's voice, you're like, maybe it's trying to. I heard, maybe it's China. And I was like, ah!
Maybe it's China.
They're hacked my machine.
there is something to be said about all this, like, all this new software that tries to be like smart and adaptive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do one thing.
Yes.
Do one thing only. Like, when you work in like IT and you do like a lot of tech stuff, you're like, I don't want a smart TV. Like, no.
Yeah. The underlying issue is the more complicated your setup gets, you're as strong as the weakest link, so sometimes there's just issues.
Yeah.
So.
And see, that's the thing. It's like, you like, when a person like designs a piece of software, they have an intended use case, right? And then when you have like an edge case like this where you're like veering off the use, it's like unexpected things happen. You know, like, I'm sure they never expected for someone to plug in headphones while they're recording from another source, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things. You just never know how someone's going to use a piece of software until they use it wrong.
Yeah. This could also be a thing of not necessarily Audacity, but like Windows 10, like when you plug in a headphone, it just goes, all right, you're using this.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, no, I'm using a part of this, of this peripheral piece of tech.
Yeah.
I'm only using this part, but you know, it gives you the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like for example, like the way that we pump out the sound, we use tabletopaudio.com for all your tabletop audio needs. I can't plug the
You're determined audio. To be a salesman right now.
For a guy that says, yeah, use it until you make like a lot of money, and then he wants a cut. That's his
qualifications.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I have a headphone jack on my computer. If I try to plug it in, it's like, oh, this is a mic, right? And I'm like, no, it's not. It's just a headphone jack. And the computer's like, no, I'm pretty sure this is a mic. And it's like, ah. So I had to get a USB adapter that specifically splits out audio and mic outputs. Inputs and outputs. So,
what do they call it? Stupid paperclip, like Clippy.
Clippy.
You just plugged a mic in, didn't you? Shut up, Clippy.
No. Bring Clippy back. Do you need help with this? Bring Clippy back.
I think you're the only one that's saying that to him.
No. I'm pretty sure there's like a Twitter account.
Yeah, I remember in like high school, like you know, it would pop up randomly, which is like the meme. But like, you could specific. It would say type a summary of what you're trying to do, and then me being like, you know, me and my friends being like the edgy teenagers, we'd always say like dumb stuff, and so I would be like, what are you trying to do? And I'd be like, butt stuff. And I'd be like, I'm not sure what that is.
See, on the other thing for Clippy and stuff like that, I remember that you could actually change him to be like other things, like there was a dog.
Oh my
there was, like,
god, yes! No. Yeah, that's right!
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, and like there was animations that you could just do, like do something random, and like it'll just do like a random animation.
Clippy Clippy Alternatives just brings up. Oh no, wait. Okay, it was called the Office Assistant.
Yeah. But there was like that. There was a dog. There was Einstein. There was like something else.
Here we go. I pulled up the Wikipedia for it.
Yeah.
The assistants, apart from Clippit, or what?
I don't like that name.
Oh, you know what? Maybe his official name was Clippit, and he was just called Clippy. But
Clippy's better.
Except yes. Mandela effect. Other office assistants were also available. The Dot, a shape-shifting smiley-faced Red Bull.
That's right.
Yep.
That's a dog, right?
Isn't that the 7-Up mascot?
Yeah. Dude, that game was baller.
Yeah.
There was Hoverbot, a robot.
Yeah.
The Genius, a caricature of Albert Einstein, removed in Office XP, but available as a downloadable add-on.
Of course.
Why? The Office logo, a jigsaw puzzle, which is the worst plug I've ever seen. Mother Nature, which is just a globe. Scribble, an origami-esque cat. Powerpup, a superhero dog.
Mm-hmm.
Will, a caricature of William Shakespeare. In many cases, Office installation when necessary, blah, blah, blah. In Office 2000, the Hoverbot, Scribble, and Powerpup assistants were replaced by F1, a robot, Lynx, a cat, and Rocky, a dog. Mm. So I guess they ripped the super dog's powers out and just made a regular dog.
If they brought that back nowadays, how long do you think it would take somebody to like mess with the scripts, and every time you press delete, he just dabs?
Not long at all.
Just macros.
Download my Clippy mod from GitHub.
Yeah.
Soon there'll be a Clippy skin in Fortnite. It's fucked, man. It's all fucked.
No,
it probably
I
exists
would,
already.
I would legit re-download Fortnite if I could be Clippy.
Yeah,
Clippy's
the Fortnite meta, guys.
Yeah, having those skins is nothing more than just being able to piss off whoever you kill, because I don't know who I think like Thanos was in it or something that. Mm-hmm. And then so you know you kill someone and then dance over their body as Thanos, and they're just like fucking Thanos, goddammit.
And it's like Thanos doing like the floss and stuff.
Yeah, the floss so or the Scrubs default dance or whatever it is. Yeah. Well,
anyways, the way that I like to get over my tech woes and any sort of woes in life is I just like to throw on Drake's Toosie Slide. It's just calm vibes of a song. The music video was filmed during the panorama, so it's like it's just literally like one guy filming Drake dancing throughout his house, and you see the opulence and decadence of his mansion, and then the music video ends with literal fireworks in the sky while this really chill song is going on in the background. There's literally nothing else.
You could have just said watch the music video. You don't have to explain it.
Oh no, I don't feel like watching it now. I already know what's happening.
If you haven't seen the music
I've already experienced
video.
It. So, Would you say during what?
During, like Drake's 2C slot?
No. You said during the panorama?
Yeah, the panorama, the Pedialyte.
Oh my god. God damn, you're so
what
annoying.
What?
The COVID. There's many names. Okay. It goes by many names.
Can you check his eyes, Kelly?
Pandemic is not akin to Voldemort. You realize that? You can
it
say
is on YouTube.
Must not be named.
Voldemort. We can't get demonetized. We're talking about, like,
I don't know. Is maybe COVID is Voldemort? There's a lot of stupid people that are following him.
Holy shit! We just put up the case. The vid is Voldemort.
Hey, the majority of the world's like, this is bad, and we should do something about it. And there's others that are like, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
there's a point.
Maybe racism's good.
John, why is the FBI at your door? Do they know something?
Oh shit!
Lock the door.
That's it.
Don't let them in the basement.
COVID is Voldemort.
Well, hopefully by the time the people are catching up with our podcast, they will the pandemic will be over, you know? Praying and hoping, and maybe people get smart. Probably not.
No. Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. No.
I healed my COVID with crystals.
Unfortunately, plenty of people are going to be affected by it, which is completely tragic. What's also tragic is the situation that Kezra's in right now.
It's fine.
So... what happened last time was that, Drake's. That's funny. That's a good one. Two Drake's attacked you guys last time as you came into this open field. And after Kezra letting off a massive lightning bolt, bringing one of them down to half health and the other one below that, just to give you a clue of how devastating that thing was.
Oh, that's great meta information.
Drakes know what draconic magic is, and then they were like, get him.
No shit.
And so they went over there, and they just drake piled on top of Kezra, but not killing him outright because...
he's a half-orc, so he's got orc ferocity.
Because of orc ferocity, you are at one hit point. You are still, however, grappled by both of them.
Yeah.
Which I think somebody said this off air, but like the scene from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The scene is just two T-Rexes like just ripping someone in half.
Yeah.
So he's at half.
It was also like the worst person in the movie, so it was kind
He was actually I remember that it was like the guy that was trying to like help everyone as much as possible.
Oh,
they
was
just
it?
Gave I, him I, the shittiest
I,
death.
I thought it was the. Oh, you know what?
He was the Jeep driver, like that
right.
was trying to help the heroes. He was like, no, like I'm gonna get out of here, and then he sacrificed himself in order to save.
Yeah, her. Yeah, because like he was trying to get the Jeep going, and he was trying to get the rifle, but the rifle was stuck in the net in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Forgot about that guy. I was thinking of Samuel L. Jackson from Deep Blue Sea getting ripped in half by the two smart sharks.
Oh, yes.
That was... No. Samuel L. Jackson was the one that gave the giant speech about how we're going to kill these sharks, and then one just kind of jumps up, gets him, and then drags him back
in. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny as shit. Like, I recently watched that movie. It's just a wonderful, campy movie.
Who was the guy that had a really... in Jurassic Park 1, the lawyer...
Yeah.
Remember in the bathroom.
Yep.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go. Got a good movie. Well, maybe I'm hoping these Drakes rip Kezra in half, but we'll see.
One can only hope.
The one is me. I'm sure none of you guys are open for that.
straight up drawn and quartered section.
Well, the combat ended with, we ended last episode on the Drake doing all that damage to Kezra, bringing him to one hit point with Orc Ferocity. After that, it comes to Adalar's turn.
Ooh. All right, well, Adalar, seeing his best buddy getting all tore up, he is going to move so he is within reaching distance of Kezra. And because I know that these Drakes have grappled old Kezikez, I know that they probably won't try to strike me with their prehensile tail. So
that is a good point. So they are grappled with their claws because their claws is the thing that...
Oh, the claws is what grapples?
Yeah, so with the... let's see. So the fangs... Yeah, so, well, they're fangs, I guess. So yeah, the predatory grab that they have is on their fangs.
Ah.
The stinger is separate and does not have that. Now, let me see if predatory grab, because predatory grab is different than regular grab. So predatory grab says, as grab, but the jungle jake's grab does not end if it moves away. Instead, it carries the grapple creature with it.
Now
he can't fly with Kezra unless Kezra could also fly. So like if he grabbed a Sabazon, like, you know, they could both fly, which would be fucking epic. But I don't think that it stops him from doing his twisting tail, his reaction. Yeah, so let me look at twisting tail. Trigger is a creature within reach of the jungle drake stinger uses a move action or leaves a square during a move action it's using.
That's me.
He stepped.
Yeah, you stepped.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That doesn't trigger reaction.
Yeah. You're fine.
So only move actions are triggered?
Yeah.
Oh, so spells do not. Huh?
Yep. Otherwise, that'd be an awful combat.
Oh, yeah.
Completely awful.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
They're already hard enough.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those things where he just has a better version of a attack of opportunity. Right.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and roll that healing because I'm going to do a two-action heal on Kezra. Okay, pretty good start.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh!
Okay.
That's a face of pain or joy? I don't know.
58 points of healing.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ. Ooh.
Okay, I'm the tank. That's half my health.
God.
are you good, Kezra?
Kezra, if you need any healing, reach out and touch me.
Go pick his nose.
Reach out and touch me.
All right. That is the end of your turn, I imagine.
I'm going to click the end turn button.
Oh, you can do that. Benson, it is your turn now.
All right. This is me predicting. This is me pointing to the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move over, and I'm going to crit this mofo because I'm flanking.
And that means you're going to get a tail strike.
You will get a tail strike. So you moved, what, 10 feet over, 15 feet over, which is fine within your movement, but because you can't just take a step like that. So
that's fine.
So, okay, so you want to just incur?
Yeah,
All right, so striking out with the stinger. So it'll only be the bottom one, because I don't think the other one can reach. Yeah, the other one has a 10-foot reach, but this one can reach you, most certainly.
Yeah.
Strike with the stinger.
Here it, come on.
Wah!
Get that out of there.
This Drake voiced by Mario.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Ah!
3 on the die for 22. So I imagine that misses.
Get that shit out of here. That's still terrifying, though. Okay, so we're going to go for a strike. Definitely going to be a crit.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
No, 28.
28. Still hit.
Okay. Still hit. That is 15 points of damage.
Hey,
not bad.
And we will do the last strike with this one. Will definitely be a crit. Definitely, definitely, definitely. No, 29.
Still hit.
No, wait, no. Minus 5, 26.
26. No, still hit, actually.
24. Terrible at math.
Because you're flanking, it is a hit.
There we go.
There we go, yeah.
We'll take it.
Ooh, 9 points of damage, not the best roll.
Okay. All right.
Flanking with the near corpse of Kezra.
Yeah.
What
do you mean near corpse? He's just been resurrected.
Yeah, he's fine.
He'll live forever.
He hasn't come to that he's almost a full health.
It's like, oh, why do I feel better?
All right, after Benson, Kezra, is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to reach out and touch Adelar.
Reach out and touch face is pretty appropriate considering.
And I don't get it. I rolled a natural 1 on my interact.
Flailed. Oh no!
You flailed horribly. Lose the action.
Oh, that means that the healing beacon is still there.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
you didn't waste it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's good that I wasn't able to heal myself. While double grabbed.
You reached out and you were going right for Adelar's eye, and he was like, "Whoa!"
I mean, you can try again, right?
I mean, I can, but then I can't do other cool things. So I lost my action.
Suplexer.
Yeah. I'm gonna blazing dive.
Wow, all who right. saw that coming?
I do need to ask, what is the condition? Because these things are big. Do you
have Titan Mauler or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you are like grappled and stuff like that, but like, does it give you like freedom of movement and stuff like that? You know,
it literally doesn't address what happens if a creature is grappling you. It just says, you can move. It says superheated air collects under you, buoying you high into the sky before plummeting back down to fiery comet. You fly 15 feet straight up into the air, then fly in a straight line to an empty space. All right, so look up fly the action, because fly is capitalized.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So
I would like to think that the wizard that made this spell didn't, like, properly make this spell for this situation, so the second you start doing it, you start magically glitching out.
Yeah.
Like, end up in the floor.
Okay, so because it's fly, I would not be able to do it, because it is capital F fly, so I have to be able to move, just like I have to be able to stride.
Yeah, but the rule of cool, man.
But the rule of cool.
You could just say you
fiery suplex. I got away with that last time. It's probably not allowed.
How about this? So because these things can fly, so like, you know, like it, the, how about do a DC 11? Because these things can fly, so like if you start going, they do have like the natural instincts to like do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do a DC 11 and just see if it works.
Because this is what's gonna happen. I have to do a DC 5 to cast the spell, and then a DC 11 to see if I move.
Okay.
If I don't move, then I'm just gonna explode next to Adelar.
Oh, okay.
So
do what needs to be done.
I just won't fly up or fly in any direction. I'll just explode in an explosion of hot air and fire.
I don't see this going poorly.
All right, DC 5 for the spell.
Okay.
Got it. Yes. DC 11 for the fly.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yes!
All right.
So Adelar doesn't want to... I mean, Kezra doesn't want to screw up Benson's positioning, so they're just kind of going to go straight up and straight down, and Kezra's just going to reposition over there if I can move him.
I mean, Vimir is also flanking.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I've still got the flank.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
being I'm trying to move over to here to my ping, and I won't. It will not let me.
Oh, let me move you.
Game's like, you're grappled, bitch. You're not moving.
You can't do that. Sorry, where are you pinging?
I lost connection to the game. I'm just, directly on the other side of the Drake that's grappling me. So he just put me
over
there.
Wait, did you lose connection?
I very briefly lost connection too, but I'm back.
Anyway, yeah, just put me on the other side of the Drake, and then I'm going to do some damage.
Okay.
All right, so I'm actually going to move them instead of just like flipping on the other side. So since they're going to fly with me, I'm going to move them about 10 feet to the left. So now Benson's still flanking with Kezra just in the opposite direction.
Oh, there you go.
And
that's nice.
Puts a little space between the Drakes and Adelar. In case they want to get frisky.
I like that movement.
Get
I like
frisky
that.
With their tails.
Yeah. Okay.
Now
cool.
I'm going to roll all my damage.
Gotcha. Okay.
Ooh, I like that. It's not too bad.
I saw some fives.
Yeah.
44s
and 45s.
That's pretty sweet.
Okie dokie. So it will be. D5 damage to both of them.
Okay.
That's
gosh.
Damn good.
Reflex save from
reflex save.
Reflex save from the top. 31 for the first one.
That's a success.
Okay. So only 12 to that guy?
Yep.
Still.
Okay. Right. And then for the second one, 29.
Success
right. Again. Okay. So just 12 to both of these guys.
And you yanked them away from?
I did yank them.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Oh, does the bottom one have the damage from Benson's attack?
It does, okay. Which means... Wait, you dealt 12 damage?
It dies.
Yes.
It dies.
Yes!
Nice.
Good shit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, the bottom one has died. So it came with you, and then all of a sudden it just slops over like a dead lizard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Drake's the inferior.
They are draconic, so I imagine actually as like a dragon-blooded sorcerer, you're just
you dragon dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Pathetic.
That sounds like a great movie, though.
Dragon dogs?
Yes.
That does sound like a good movie.
I'd watch it.
Sounds more like a kid show.
Sounds way better than Marley and Me.
Does the dragon die at the end?
No, it just kills everyone else.
Yeah. It kills everyone else, lives for 1,000 years. You're fine.
Going to the top of the round again, Elkwood, is your turn.
Oh, yeah.
He's still hunted prey on that top one that's still living, so he's going to take a two action to hunt, do his hunter's aim.
Merc this thing, come on.
That is 18 plus 6, so 24 to hit.
19 plus 6 is 25.
Oh, I said 18.
Oh, 18, sorry.
Wait, so when, what was your total?
24.
20, no, that is a miss.
Wait, you have a plus 6?
No, I rolled a 6 and I got a plus.
Oh, you have a plus 18.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was like, that must be the die roll.
Yeah. There is no world where Elkwood rolls an 18 and doesn't crit.
Yeah.
And kind of pissed off. He's on to get another shot. Hero point on that.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Early. Natural one. So.
Early in the ep.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
What goes through Elkwood's mind that he needs a heroic moment?
His other shitty roll goes through his mind.
His other shitty roll. He's like, oh, and like he's kind of like taking a moment to take a shot, and then he recalibrates his finger, like to say, like putting under between. And then he's like, God damn it, son of a bitch. So pissed off, but he's.
Wait, what was the total of the second roll?
It was. No.
Oh, okay.
It was a natural 2. I went from a natural 1 to a natural 2.
Hey, that's an upgrade.
It wasn't a natural 1. I was more fearful of, you know, a crit fail dot.
Yeah.
Ultimately, getting rid of a natural 1 is worth it.
Yeah.
But Vamir, he's going to fly over.
All right.
And flank with Kez.
And, come on, Vamir.
God.
He can kill this thing.
Oh, 17 on the die.
Okay.
That is a 29 to hit.
29 will hit.
With flanking and all that crap. Let's see. That's going to be... Where's my other D8?
Vamir's so strong. I believe his attacks have the death effect trait.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
What?
No. Oh, wait.
I'm joking.
Oh. Yeah.
He's always does a shitload of damage.
Yeah. Yeah, Vamir's a fucking unit.
Tim is sick
of kind of middling. That's 10, 11, 12, 13.
I think you got it.
14 points of damage.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
As he just skewers this thing with his beak.
Okay. So the drake's turn now. The drakes really like moving everybody around, just like Ezra was doing. So they are going to use their predatory grab, which says, you know, as a grab, the jungle drake does not end its move. As grab, but the jungle drake's grab does not end if it moves away. Instead, it carries the grabbed creature with it.
Oh no. Come back.
So it can't fly while grabbing a creature unless that creature can also fly. You don't have flight on, so we're not going to worry about that. But it is going to use the full complement of its speed of 20 to run straight to the dragon pillar.
Oh man.
Yikes.
Wow. Now I don't want to know what this dragon pillar does.
So, like I said, it's going to use the full complement of its speed. So, you guys are well enough away from the dragon pillar, but just know that it moves 60 feet, and it is now you are now within range of
with,
it.
With Kezra dragging behind it, like,
yeah.
Oh, stop it!
Yeah, yeah. He just has Kezra like around the neck, and he's just like, and he just starts running through the woods towards the dragon pillar. The dragon pillar is going to take its turn. So, had you casted Illusory Wall on it?
Oh yeah, I remember we did, and that's when after that the drakes attacked.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, go. I did not remember.
Okay,
I very specifically remember that.
Well, the dragon pillar is going to take its shot on you.
Does the dragon pillar? Do the drakes worship the Hawk? Like.
There's a funny story about this that I
can't.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Yeah, I'll tell you afterwards. 35 to hit.
Roll the 50%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 50%.
Miss. What?
5 on the die.
Nice.
So this thing shoots out a laser. Let me get to it, and then I will tell you what it is.
I want to know what the hell this thing does.
And yeah, I do have the spell marked off, so.
Okay, gotcha. Good.
Thank God.
I know.
For a horrible thing that it would have done. 30 would have crit me, too. Exactly. Because I'm grappled.
Yeah.
Grappled.
I think I have a plan.
Charging.
Do you say you got 20 feet away or 60 feet away?
60 feet away.
Because it used all its movements.
Yeah.
Stupid, dumb Drake.
So the I forgot which one this was.
It's exactly during combats like these that I cast haste on Benson. For even though it didn't, I usually cast haste on you just because if things spread out, I need you to be able to get there.
Normally we play buff pony strats.
Yeah.
But right now I've got a plan.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Oh, so it was a green I-beam that shot out.
Oh god, it's a pillar of disintegration.
Oh fuck! That would be unfortunate. That's
for sure. All right, that was the full Drunken Drake's turn. So, like I said, he is 60 feet away. So keep that in mind.
Kendra sees a tree right next to him, just turned to dust.
Yeah, exactly.
I turn around and run the other way.
You know what happens? It does hit a tree, and the tree immediately wilts.
Ooh.
Oh,
poison,
blight.
Yeah. Blight or could be poison.
That's sort of necromantic awfulness.
So after the Jungle Drake's turn, and now the Dragon Pillar, Adalar.
The negative. Bring me back, my friend, you beast.
Chasing.
See, Adalar is like shaking with anger that this Drake would so cowardly run away. And you see, as he's shaking, light begins to billow in his hands, and he goes. As a blast of searing light. Because who cares how far you are, Jake? This rage is 120 feet.
As Benson screams out, no, don't use the Kamehameha Blast. We'll get copyrighted.
You can't stop me, Benson.
Toriyama, no.
Copyrights be damned.
Oh, he sent
you
a cool lawyer.
And Abadar shakes his head because Abadar honors copyrights. Actually, copyrights, there's very troubling things with that. It's not a perfect system. Anyways, that's besides
the point. Parody law.
32 to hit.
Nice. Oh, that's a hit.
That will hit.
Yeah, it's a hit. You bet your bottom dollar it's a hit while I stall and look at my damage dice. All right, there we go.
Was that Searing Light?
Yeah, Searing Light for 5d6.
Plus, it's a fiend, then it's 10d6?
Yeah, it's a fiend.
It is
and
not
it's
all
undead.
Of this.
It's a fiendish jungle drink.
It's not a fiend. It's a jungle drink.
It's a fiendish jungle drink.
You, Mark, should know these things.
I do. But Adalar doesn't know that.
Yeah, sure.
18 points of fire damage.
18 points of fire damage. All right.
Are you dead yet, foul beast?
No, not dead yet.
Why not? Are you sure?
I just want to have a cup of coffee with you and find out why you're not fucking dead yet.
And then I'll look to Benson and I'll be like, chase after him and take the guidance of Avatar. I should get guidance. I'm in a very sing-song mood today. I don't know if y'all noticed.
It's the cheese Danishes.
It's the Danishes. It's the depression Danishes.
Yeah. You had told me that the only time that you drink non-decaf coffee is on recording day, right?
That is true. Yeah. So I'm always on drugs.
God, Tim is zooted out of his mind!
Look, he's twitching.
he's all scratchy and itchy.
He said Adalar was shaking his hand. He was shaking his hand the whole time.
All right, after Adalar, it is Sir Benson's turn.
Okay, so Benson, seeing that their sorcerer has now just been taken up like a dog train, runaway.
Kidnapped.
Benson is about to just start running, knowing that he's not going to be able to make it. What he does do, though, is reach into his pouch, pull out a bottle that was given to him by his good friend Kezra, who probably wants him dead, but that's fine. And okay. Benson downs a Drake Heart mutagen.
Oh, yeah.
And immediately strides to move actions.
Nice.
Okay, 15, nice.
20, 25, 30.
There's an ability with the Drakehard mutagen that when you consume it, it lets you do a crazy cool dragon move.
Nice.
Called something. Anyway, you keep going. Final Surge is the action. It allows you to do a bunch of extra movement.
Nice. Wait, what's it called?
So the Drakehard mutagen.
Uh-huh.
You gain an AC bonus from it. You gain an item bonus to perception. If you're in armor, you still count. The AC goes on top of your armor. You also gain the final surge action. The final surge action is You activate it, and you stride twice, and the duration ends for the potion.
Oh, right, okay.
So you're ending the potion as soon as you drink it to get...
Yeah.
Nice.
Good? Man, that's...
And then...
Getting the zoomies.
Because for all those people who at home are paying attention, he gave me multiple of them, and I've only used one up to this point. So I'm going to drink another one.
Oh,
oh my god!
I mean, you could, but we don't know how long. Like, I might be able to snipe this thing, but...
It's all right. We haven't used my potions that much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can just make more,
so
right?
That was two actions.
Okay, never mind. I don't care.
Yep. Okay. I will say you did run past the Drake, so
fine.
He will get a swing on you. With the...
And that's how, as a paladin in full armor, you run 60 feet in one turn.
Yeah, I know. Stinger attack. That is a miss for 27.
Ha.
Yeah. Okay. As Benson's just screaming through the jungle, light fills his eyes and his weapon as he weapon surges to smite the Drake.
Oh my
goodness.
Dude, he wants to kill this thing so bad.
I mean, he might. There's a pretty good chance he will.
25.
I think
that's just hits. Yes.
That's a just
hit.
Oh,
beautiful.
Beautiful. You got this, Benson. You got this.
Oh, man. God, yeah, he really might do it. Looking statistically here.
19 points of damage.
Is it still?
He has one hit point left.
What?
Oh.
But Kezra can shank him.
That's true.
Yeah.
All Kezra has to do
one
is
dragon
feed him.
Claw.
Yeah, Kezra just needs to do it.
A single claw.
I say one hit point, but like Kezra, you feel like his weak gripping on you, and you're like, oh, it's time. It's
Bite
time.
Him. Bite him, Kezra.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Take his strength.
Bite him.
Like this. Alright. I am going to roll a interact.
Okay.
So DC 5. I don't get it.
No.
God damn it.
Wait, you still have two more actions.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah.
Always a dice on the floor.
Man, the hardwood.
I built my wall and everything. Alright, so I lose an action. But I will attempt again to
okay.
do the same thing. Natural 20, of course!
Oh, no.
Cool. All right. So, as my hand fills up with dark, black, and purple energy, I reach out and touch him. Oh, fuck yes. For a very good hit. Very good hit.
It's more than 25.
Very good hit. All right. 33.
That is a hit, and as long as you deal more than 1 point of damage?
I actually do Vampiric Touch, so I drain the life out of him because it is a death effect.
Yes.
And he withers into a husk.
Yep.
And I think I get hit points based on the damage I do.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so, I'm going to roll the damage anyway.
Yeah, so deal damage. You do kill him, and there's now a mummified jungle drake that his hand drops off of you.
Nice.
That's a good roll.
So you definitely kill it, but roll just to see how much health you get back at the very least.
All right, I get half the hit points back. Okay, so I get 12 temporary hit points.
Yay. There you go. That's not bad. Okay, it is. We're still in initiative,
yes,
however,
we are.
Because
yeah,
the
we are.
Dragon Pillars is now in effect. Elkwood, it is your turn.
All right, so it's absolutely useless. But where is the Dragon Pillar?
So let me pull it on the map now that it is relevant. So it was. You guys were not too far out of range from it, but.
Not too far. I'm looking at the ruler.
Yeah,
like,
no, So it's right
a bit
there.
Far.
Okay, so the dragon pillar is... Come on, grab it. There it is. The dragon pillar right now is about 60 feet away from Kezra Benson and the now dead Drake. So you guys should be able to see it on the map, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay,
that is correct.
Okay.
I have one mutagen left.
Yeah. What Elkson do is, I mean, I don't think it's really going to matter, but he is actually going to hunt prey at the thing. He's not going to fire a shot, but Vimir is actually going to move up next to Benson.
Okay.
And that's the movement.
That.
All I have. Technically, I can move 90. So.
Yeah, and that's true. And I mean, like, you know that this thing shot last turn, so you know that one is coming up. Actually, next, because they went after you.
Yeah, I'm just doing two.
Damn.
Okay. Yep, either way, like, he's going to be up there.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, lots of moving from Elkwood and good old Vimir. Yeah, it is the Dragonbilla's turn. DC 5.
I thought it was a DC 11.
DC 11?
Yeah.
It was a 4 anyway, so.
Hey! Yay! Misses.
You rolled 5 last time, and that was a fail.
Oh, right, okay. So the green beam goes out and hits a bird, and the bird just goes,
hit the tiniest target in the area.
Yeah.
I just like to think the Dragon Pillar is just trying to do a 360 no-scope. Come on, this will work.
You can't see it because of the illusory wall, but that happens every single time.
We see the pillar with the 100% mouse sensitivity spinning around behind the illusory wall.
God, there's so many Mountain Dew bugs.
I mean, that's how he plays Counter-Strike, and he's pro. So, I mean, he really knows what he's doing.
The head's just rotating.
Alright, that was the Dragonpillar's turn, which means it comes to Adalar.
Adalar, he's gonna get his hands dirty with this dragon pillar.
Oh.
And he's
you're like
going,
300 feet away.
I know.
Join the front lines!
He's gonna focus his inward energies. He's like, Abadar, make me fleet of foot! And he is going to use, for probably the second time ever, he is going to use agile feet, and he is going to start trucking along.
What did we call it before? We called it the zoomies.
The zoomies.
You give Adalar
right.
The zoomies.
Thank
that,
you.
Fun fact, that spell is actually sponsored by Nike.
Adalar actually has sweet Nikes. He like pumps up the little air bubble.
Yeah, the little, oh my god.
Oh my god. He's got J's on his feet.
anybody who's actually part of the travel domain wouldn't wear Nikes. They would wear barefoot shoes.
That's true.
That's very true.
So it's all
right. Merrells, yeah.
It's actually sponsored by Field Grounds.
Yeah.
You've never heard of them.
No, because no one gives a fuck.
I'm wearing Merrells right now, so.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I actually, no joke. I have been looking to get some of those for
you
a while
should.
Now.
Yeah, you should. People that worship Kyrgios definitely wear Nikes, though, because he's all about athleticism and stuff like that.
Just
so.
Like at the anime movie Hercules, it's just straight up that, the part-time, like, sponsorships.
Yeah.
Gosh. All right, so that is all I do. I moved 90 feet.
You moved 90
Jesus.
Feet?
Jesus.
And I still am so far away.
Dude, he's
you had to outdo me.
He's going to bulldoze the tower himself.
Yes.
Adalar's just going to shoulder
back. Step aside, Benson. I've got this one.
Benson just stands up with a cigarette. All
right. I'm pretty sure I'm enfeebled right now, so let me like.
Good
my
lord.
My plus athletics is a plus 5.
Also, Benson, what's done is done, but activating Final Surge is an action.
Oh.
So consuming then using is essentially just moving twice for the cost of
Okay, that's my fault. I thought you could just lit as a free action.
No, it's more meant to, like, you use it as a combat start and get its, like, AC and shit benefits, but then if you need to, like, chase or run, you can just end it instead of moving once, you can move twice.
Okay, that's my mistake. That's my mistake.
I mean, in all fairness, so we would have killed the Drake soon.
Yeah, I mean. Anyway, that was Adalar. Benson, it's your turn.
Okay, well, I can't get to the pillar in this turn.
That's okay, just keep moving forward.
I could use 2 actions to down my last mutagen stride.
Well, that'd be like this.
That'd be two, no,
yeah,
no yeah, that's
the
same. That's
yeah, I'll say
just
charge.
Twice.
Just charge.
15, 5, 10, I can get to it, I can't do anything.
That's fine. Right. That's
you're
fine.
Staring at it.
Yeah.
At the illusionary wall. I know.
Yeah, he's just...
I know you're back there, gamer nerd.
I'm gonna get you.
And I mean, the good thing about us all being in range of the pillar, I don't know what the pillar's routine is, but perhaps maybe it's a random target. So hopefully, if it does hit, it doesn't hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was Benson Kesri, your turn.
Burn the hell is effective.
I can get to it and do something. And try to knock it over.
Oh.
Really? I am enfeebled one.
Yeah.
So.
Those drakes, man.
I have a good athletic. I'm a sorcerer with four, plus four to strength.
Wait, since I'm right there, could I aid?
You have to do an action.
You have to spend an action to aid.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
So I think I'm just going to run up and try to smush it.
Okay.
Body slam.
Body slam.
Spear. Just spear right through it.
Be awesome if I could just blazing dive at the end.
Wait, what kind of damage does it do?
Bludgeoning. Fire and bludgeoning.
Yeah. The bludgeoning would hit it.
Well, it's got hardness too, so because it's an object.
It's like there's no other way to take down these pillars but athletic checks.
There are two other ways. You guys just haven't tried them yet.
Damage, straight up damage, I guess.
You could ask nicely, Tim.
Why fix what isn't broken? All right.
Exactly. Yeah, you guys have just the square shape through circle hole this entire.
Oh, absolutely.
What you're insinuating is that there's easier ways.
Not easier.
Okay.
But
I didn't think so.
No. But
just pray it away.
Pray the pillar
honestly,
away.
Honestly, I might try to pray it away.
Kind of, yeah.
That is as well.
Kind of one of the ways.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
You prayed the visage of Dahak away.
I did. Yeah.
No, I did that.
Oh, that's right, because I failed.
You were horrible.
Yeah. Fuck you people.
I was like, Abadar, please. And Abadar was like, I'm going to sit this one out. I hope he's got it.
I was just like, you are a day late on your tax returns.
Oh, yikes. That's a curse, isn't it?
I was about to say, shouldn't I lose my paladin power or my cleric powers?
I think I thought it was Adelar because like when we were going through that phase, Benson was in like a real dark spot. So I was like, no way, he prayed the visitor.
He did.
Benson did.
26 athletics?
Oh, shit.
26 athletics is...
Slam my shoulder into it.
Let me see.
Spear.
Hold on. Sorry, I don't know why I don't know this yet.
I just kind of wish it's blazing dive it.
Athletics DC 26.
Oh!
Warrior
so it
shoulder
goes
bash.
Crumbling to the ground.
Finally, Kesra got a pillar.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you get another one?
You've gotten one before.
Yeah.
I thought you smashed them all over.
No.
Let us know.
No, you got one.
You definitely got one, but you do destroy this one, and you bring it crumbling to the ground, and the head of Dahak crashes, falls over, and the magic fades from its eyes, the green glowing aura that it had.
Hell yeah.
I really want to know what that aura does. Is there like a knowledge I can roll?
You want to do our Arcana religion?
Can I do a religion?
11.
Oh, religion.
Plus 11, Jake.
Don't mind if I do. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I got to roll.
Religion's plus 13.
Okay.
Oh, so, can I? Oh, yeah, do Tim's first.
I'll do it.
Just do them all.
See, I don't like Jake rolling because Jake doesn't roll well.
You're right. I rolled a 3 and a 5 on Kesra, and then Adelar in that turn.
Plus 13.
Plus 13.
Oh.
I rolled a 3 for Vincent.
See, that's... Kelly, I like you trying to be honest to the game. I really do.
The point is he isn't supposed to tell us how bad it is. He's just supposed to give us false information.
Oh, I know.
No, that's if we fail by 10 or more.
I know.
But the thing is...
He's notorious
it's Jake
sometimes.
Rolling. It's
yeah,
Jake rolling. That's what makes it not fair.
Yeah. Time out.
That's what
Paizo wants us to do secret roll. And
well,
I think it makes the game better if we don't know the results.
I just rolled for myself and got a natural 20.
Well, you can't have it. Because Jake rolled a 3.
But see, Paizo is under the impression that there will be like an even distribution of rolling. There is an assumption that the rolling will be like statistically.
Yeah, but a 2, a 3, and a 3 or whatever.
Are you like pulling for socialism here? Like, what's going on?
I'm kidding.
Hello, comrade. Well, you guys have destroyed the pillar, and you are now sitting in a large empty field with a dead drake, a husk mummified drake, and the two corpses of some Santa Claus that you guys had stolen some shit off of.
Oh, yeah.
Did I ever say that I love this game?
It's a good game.
So explain this backstory of these drakes.
I would honestly, like, I ran up, I used the two drake hearts. Granted, it wasn't right, but I run up, I use a fucking point, I strike it with smite, doesn't kill it, Kesra just kills it. Then I run up to the pillar, and then Kesra's just like, nope, I got it.
It's all about turn economy.
It's pretty funny.
Faster.
What?
Do you guys... you really wanted to know the effect of it.
Is there anything else, any other skills?
So I said it hit a bird, and I said it hit a tree. So if you guys want to do like a medicine check to figure out like,
well, there you go.
Did you say medicine check?
Yeah.
Nature check.
You go over and you see the most interesting exotic Mwangi bird that is just a
the bird of paradise thing. The bird of paradise thing.
Yeah. It's one of the birds of paradise. The beautiful bird, but it's just it's
so dead. With my plus two, I actually rolled a 20.
Jake rolls.
Oh, sorry.
I have a plus 18 for my medicine.
Oh. Jesus, that's good.
I'm so used to when I hear checks.
John's not allowed to roll checks because he always rolls 20s.
Yes, he does.
18s and 20s.
Excuse me.
Addy, you're pretty sure that that actually was a disintegrate.
Wait, what?
Oh my gosh! We are all so very fortunate.
Dear God.
This would have disintegrated our very beings. Have you heard of such powerful magics before? These dragon pillars are quite deadly. I can't even imagine what is at the encampment. We better be prepared.
But the bird's still there.
No, you cannot deny. I am a master of medicine. Quite literally, I am a master.
I say that bird is dust.
That bird has been disintegrated.
Do you poke it and it just falls apart? Like, see, and now the thing is, it's like...
I'm going to bring it back.
God, I'm laughing so I'm sweating.
Gene Goblin's there, and he's like, no, listen, buddy.
Gene Goblin? Where the devil did you come from?
I've been here the whole time. You guys just don't see me.
He's hiding in my backpack.
Disintegrate turns things into ash and dust, but this thing is sort of just a husk of something. So, it definitely wasn't disintegrate.
I literally had the cricket sound effect going right now.
It's like the dots appearing, like ding, ding.
I was like, I am a master.
I know this.
I have studied tirelessly,
and I'm a legendary in law. So, what do you?
Of course, Gene's legendary in law. He's the best.
Is there any other checks like nature or something?
Maybe? I no longer give a fuck.
Lore dragon.
Roll that.
No. Jake roll.
Oh, yeah.
You roll.
Nine.
Plus nine.
Yeah, get your plus. Get your two on the die.
That's enough. That's enough.
Let's just roll through every check.
It's poison damage.
Yeah. Poison. Okay. That makes sense.
It wasn't disintegrated. And he holds the husk up. There's like green ooze gooping from it.
Just look at the bird.
It's clearly poison. This is dragon poison.
I like to think Kezra's just like, and he licks his finger.
This was a bad idea.
I will need some of that master medicine now.
So, am I allowed to ask, what did you roll for Tim's roll? Was that a natural one?
It must have been.
Oh my god. A one with a plus 18. Nope. You don't know.
Had John not made the joke about the like disintegrate, or whoever made the disintegrate.
It wasn't a joke, it was just the green ray.
Right.
Had you not reminded me that disintegrate was a green ray, I probably would have said something else, but anyway.
If you've never played a tabletop game before, doesn't matter what system, you hear disintegrate and you shit your pants.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, because that is a single spell away from just disappearing forever.
Gone.
But thankfully your gear is left behind.
Yeah.
As the old adage go, PCs die, but gear is forever. Yeah. Loot is forever.
Yeah.
Reduce the atoms, basically.
You guys are staring at the husk of the creatures, trying to figure out how it died, and the broken dragon pillar as you toppled it and crushed its head or whatever. You guys hear a familiar as another gunshot goes off.
Oh, I forgot about the gunshots.
What was that explosion? We've heard this before.
Another firearm. I'm sure of it.
All right. You explained that last time. I just forgot already.
Is this like the way you get claws? Is it like fire instead? Dumb fire, I'm joking. It sounded so much better in my head.
My magic is lightning, by the way.
But Benson, I appreciate the effort at humor. We need it during these trying
dire times.
Yeah, pillars of disintegrate. It's not disintegrate.
All right.
So which which direction is it?
Continuing west, right?
Yep, continuing west.
The firearm.
Yes, okay. It is coming from that way. Yeah.
All right. I say we press on, but be cautious. What time of day is it? I cannot tell.
You know, I totally fucking forgot.
I think it's like morning, maybe.
I feel like I only ever get like 50% of John's jokes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. I just feel like I never get them.
But the audience
gets... It was good.
No, that was not good. I started out knowing that was probably going to flop. I commit, and that's what counts.
That's what counts.
There but the go. Audience gets 100%.
Yes. Audience not. Always gets...
I'm saying the badge. I don't get the reference all the time. Or I just didn't hear you, and I just stare at you, and... Don't react, and it's bad radio.
You just have to work like with a kind of like a Norm MacDonald attitude to it. You just kind of keep committing to the joke, and then people will just, damn it, okay, that's fine.
You know, fine. You know what's good radio? Talking about bad radio.
Oh, yeah. So you guys are going to head to the next hex?
Yes, we are.
Weast. Okay.
Heading weast.
Got to take down another dragon pillar.
Yep. Yeah. You guys continue heading west.
Right.
And go ahead and make me another survival check. You guys could...
I use no direction to know the direction.
No direction.
Well, 22.
All right.
19 for a 19.
Okay. Benny, what'd you get?
I got a natural 20.
Hey! Well.
Natural 20.
You're using all your natural 20s.
Yeah, I know.
I know. No, no, no. John always gets natural 20s on, like, the most mundane checks.
I know.
Yeah.
It's tradition.
You guys continue walking in the sort of southwest direction, and you with the no direction and all of the fantastic survival rolls, you guys are able to navigate pretty well. Especially following Hazel's map or the Hazel's direction right. that she gave you.
Yeah.
And you come into another open field.
Oh boy.
A recent battle seems to have taken place in this clearing. A dozen dead baboon-like humanoids lie sprawled on the ground around an area of disturbed earth that looks like it may have recently held some sort of post rising from the ground. A half dozen stone statues of human explorers stand in the area in dramatic poses. Their presence incongruous and unusual, to say the least. Standing in the center of this clearing... Let me pull you guys over to the map so that way I can get that reaction out of y'all.
Oh, boy. Oh.
What?
Ah, we found the weakness of...
oh, my gosh. This map is huge.
It is enormous. That's a massive
freaking...
And you see what looks to be this guy.
Oh, my God. He is...
What a dapper son of a bitch.
He is
so
quite dashing.
He is quite dashing. So he is standing there with a man with long, blonde, beautiful Thor-like hair, a blonde, curly, long mustache, a fucking monocle.
God, I hate him.
And this, these like tight green like leather armor, and in his hands, you see what looks to be, as we would know it in the real world, a rifle. And he turns to you, and he turns to you all, and he goes, "Gentlemen, glad to meet some civilized people here in the Mwangi jungle. Might you help me with this thing?" And you see next to him is the dragon pillar on its side.
Interesting.
What?
He knocked it over. Or they knocked it over.
What do I have to roll to make sure this is Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Holy! That's much better than my first impression. Which was Nigel Thornberry for some reason.
No, that's perfect. That is perfect.
Yeah, it's like a really beautiful Nigel Thornberry.
Yeah, really beautiful Nigel Thornberry. You know, I didn't think about Tim Curry, but I will voice Tim Curry for this guy.
Bully.
You guys see this entire situation and are just like, what in the world happened here? And I'll see you guys next time.
Woo!